This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy Halloween. Sorry, this is my favorite holiday ever. I don't understand why I'm already hoarse. I've been screaming Happy Halloween and waking the kids up and stuff. It's like one of my favorite holidays. And so, super happy day. I'm still working on my costume. I'm breast milk. I didn't really get a costume. And it's really cold outside. So, see, a lot of us women, we kind of use Halloween to take advantage of dressing up sexy. You know, I mean, I love my, like, I have, like, a French maid Halloween costume. And, you know, hubby would never let me wear that around the place. But if I'm Halloween, as if it's a Halloween costume, he'll let me dress up in the stockings and things like that. Problem is tonight it's going to be really, really cold. And we're really going trick-or-treating, so we're going to be around kids. So I'm not going to a Halloween party, you know, where I could look all grown up. You know, I'm going to go out there with kids. So, I mean, what is a very non-offensive costume around kids? Breast milk. And I have two different, ways to go about it. This is thin, so I guess I'm officially colostrum. But that's just why I'm a dork and doctors are dorks. Okay, so Halloween. A lot of stuff to talk about Halloween because unfortunately, while we're all having fun and we're going trick-or-drinking, you know, trick-or-drink, and, you know, you kind of walk around with a glass and people can pour alcohol in it and then you drink, then you go to the next house, trick-or-drink, pour alcohol, and then you drink. It's like, I love trick-or-drinking. It's very, very fun, except by the fourth house, you're lost. There's some serious, you know, side notes to this. Halloween used to be a really, really serious holiday. Apparently, it was a, they think its origins came from the Celtics. No, not the basketball team. Where it was a festival of Samhain. We talk about this. I guess people would light bonfires and wear costumes because they wanted to ward off ghosts. Halloween was a scary time because I think they thought it was when the dead and the live meet. I think it was, about maybe a few thousand years ago, a couple thousand years ago, they thought that this was the time where it was the end of the summer, beginning of the harvest, and beginning of the dark, cold winter. So that's kind of where the two worlds of the living and the dead started to become blurred. And so to protect themselves, they had Samhain, which was a way to kind of ward off the ghosts, ward off the dead. It never really died out after that. It kept going on and evolving into other sorts of holidays. Roman Empire, they actually did combine their sort of festivals and included something that had to do with the, you know, the end of the harvest and the start of the winter. You have All Saints Day. I'm not going to go into all the history of that. All Saints Day, I think, was started by back in, you know, 600 A.D., but when it came to America, it was really, really different. So when it came to America, we had a lot of Protestants here, and so according to History.com, there was a lot of restrictions in terms of what we could do because, you know, in certain religions, you're not supposed to believe in ghosts and evil spirits, etc. And so you had people that were also escaping the famine, and the Irish came over. And the Irish, like, okay, they kind of like, Irish are really cool when it comes to parties. And the Irish was like, look, okay, you know, this could be a party. This could be a great way to celebrate. This is a great way we could have fun. And what people started to really capitalize on were the tricks. And it eventually in America got to be a very, very scary time for people because there was a lot of vandalism. And so the government people had to kind of get involved going, no, 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 no. You know, we need to make this more fun. and more about treats. So if you don't want your house vandalized, as long as you give your kid a treat, they're not going to egg or pee or poop or do stuff, TP your house. And it was also time for, like, girls to kind of flirt with guys and stuff, you know, where you could kind of do a trick on them, and then they hopefully notice you and whatever. So there was a lot of expectations of this holiday. One was more to ward off evil spirits. Others was to just try to vandalize, and it was an opportunity to be bad. Another was an opportunity to get some free stuff, and then another was trying to find a mate. So, you know, Halloween has a lot of meanings for a lot of people. And now we allow our kids to go up to strangers' homes. We allow our kids to violate every single thing we taught them all year long. You don't go up to a stranger's house. You don't ask them for food. You don't ask a strange man for candy. You don't eat something that a stranger gave you. And you aren't supposed to be eating sugary sweets. And we basically allow our kids to do that. And on top of that, we allow our kids to threaten somebody with vandalism, trick-or-treat. And it's okay. And I, you know, my boys are going to be out there. I don't know what they're going to do. And I think they are just praying that when they go trick-or-treat, that person goes, no treat. And so they could just go just DEFCON. Well, anyway, so as a doctor, I always have to remind people, got to be careful this holiday. All right, you got kids running around in costumes. They do the floor length costumes. They're trying to be Khaleesi or Darth Maul or whatever the heck, and Sith lords. And they're unfortunately wearing foot long gowns. They could trip on them. These kids are zigzagging, running around. They don't care about cars. We're going to be racing home to be able to get to where we're going to go trick or treating. And everybody's racing home. Don't be racing home. There's kids running around. There's going to be kids trick-or-treating at 4 or 5 because it's going to be too cold tonight. So just be prepared. Unfortunately, this is the one holiday of the year where we see the most pedestrian-related deaths with pediatrics. So very, very scary time. Also, when it comes to candy, you know, mom, dad, inspect the candy. My kids never let me inspect it because I steal their candy. But look, I'm mama. I pay the bills, okay? I'm going to inspect the candy. And anything that doesn't look right, throw out. There's dentists out there that'll even x-ray your candy to make sure there's no metal and razors and things like that. Why? Because we have some crazy people out there. Last year, there was candy getting laced. People were putting LSD and stupid stuff. I think that happens every year. You want to be careful with that. Don't let your kids use those contact lenses that are, you know, made in some foreign country. Make sure they don't have a mask. Let them do face makeup. And parents, if you're going trick-or-drinking, don't, you know, because you're not going to be sober. Maybe that's the point. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as expected, the Democrats back impeachment of Donald Trump as the first House vote, I believe, has already gone through this morning. There were 232 votes for yes, 196 for no, and 4 who didn't vote or abstained. 2 Democrats voted no. 1 independent voted yes. None of the Republicans voted yes. The ones voting no on impeachment were Colin Peterson from Minnesota and Jeff Van Drew
from New Jersey. Other than that, it was a pretty straight down the middle or aisle. Justin Amash, who's an independent, voted yes. And the U.S. House voted total 232 to 196 this morning to pass a resolution that lays out the rules for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump as it heads into a more public phase. So this is the first time that they voted. You'll see headlines, right, that this is Trump's nightmare. I disagree. I think Trump is actually happy about this. I think he is going to use this to his advantage because that's what business people do, right? Like whenever there's a market that falls or whenever there's a business that goes under, you could always, good business people know how to make lemonades out of lemons, right? When life gives you lemons, make lemonades. And this impeachment inquiry, it's even though it's wasting tons of our money, tons of our time, the Senate's not going to impeach him. I mean, he's not going to be removed from office, right? It allows him to look like it's a witch hunt. In fact, Trump tweeted, the greatest witch hunt in American history. So this vote comes as Tim Morrison, who was Trump's top advisor for Russia and European affairs, is testifying behind closed doors in the impeachment inquiry. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway said the administration is considering bringing aboard additional staff to combat the impeachment inquiry. I just get a feeling that Trump is totally fine with this. He told them months ago, impeach me, years ago. You want to impeach me? Impeach me. Go for it. Bring it. He's been prepared for this. And I think it allows him to do, you know, his whatever he wants to do presidentially, right? Get other things done without having to really deal with Congress. He doesn't want to deal with Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer. And he gets to now, while they're all muddling around and, you know, fiddling around with impeachment hearings and all that, he could just continue to do what he does. And then we have an election coming up, and he'll be able to say, look, this is what we did. We got the ISIS leader killed. We brought in all these companies back. We started all these jobs. That's what we did. So I kind of have a feeling that he's fine with this. In fact, necessary. Did you guys watch Die Hard? Remember when the bad guy Hans, right, was trying to calm everybody down because all the bad guys were like, oh my gosh, the FBI is here, the FBI is here, you know, they're gonna, you know, and he's like, it was necessary, they needed that, because then the FBI could shut down the grid to the electricity, and that's what they were counting on in order to get into the vault, or whatever. Great movie. Die Hard, one of my favorite movies. That is what I think is going on right here. I think if I'm crediting Trump with the credit he deserves, this is exactly according to plan. And he needs Congress to be distracted and to make fools of themselves trying to impeach him for something they can't prove him on, or if they can prove, whatever, while he can make certain moves that solidify what he wanted to do as president. So let them, you know, again, the show must go on. So Democrats said they were focusing on their constitutional duty. They talked about following the law, protecting national security interests. Republicans railed against the process, echoing the White House argument that there is no due process for the president and no Republican input into the proceedings, and accused their colleagues across the aisle of trying to overturn the 2016 election. So this debate is, I mean, and, you know, by 34 votes, they're moving forward. But the two Democratic defections were Congressman Jeff Andrew and Colin Peterson of Minnesota. They hold swing districts, and Trump carried those districts in the 2016 election. And so if they want to still be voted in, they chose themselves over, you know, the party. And we'll see where that goes. That might help him. That might hurt him. This is why I don't want to be a politician. You know, in order for you to do what you want to do, you have to be elected. You know, and I've told people this. You know, if I run for office, I'm going to do things right. I'm going to listen to the people. I'm not going to let anybody, you know, lobby me and give me money. And I'm going to, yeah, but the problem is the only way to win an election is you need to fundraise. And if you haven't fundraised a certain amount, you have to drop out. So you can't go there saying, I'm going to do this. I wanted to do that. You know, I wanted to do a reality TV show where I basically, with lemonade stand sales, ran a political campaign for president. And was able to, hopefully, you know, as we progress and just being the most common sense candidate out there, whether it's right or left, advance into this election. There's no way any political party would let that happen. And then you'd have the Republicans with the Democrats say we're pulling from their side and it could be a whole big mess. But I heard the reason why something like that couldn't work is because you have to show because everybody and their mother would say they're running for office, you have to have certain, I guess, benchmarks. And if you didn't financially raise X amount of money, they're not going to just let anybody run for president. They're not going to let 7,000 people be on the ballot. It's not going to happen. So Representative Justin Amash, who's a Republican who became independent, voted in favor of the resolution. Not sure what he has to gain. And then four lawmakers didn't vote. Jody Heiss of Georgia, John Rose of Tennessee, William Timmons of South Carolina, who are Republican, and then one Democrat, Donald McEachin of Virginia. So, yeah, Nancy Pelosi presided. So, you know, everybody seems to be, you know, all giddy and, you know, thinking this is one of the most exciting things to happen and we're going to see history. And because we got to see Bill Clinton impeached, even though he's never left office, now we're going to be able to see history and see if Trump could be impeached and removed and all that. I think this is exactly what he needs. What are they saying? That a whistleblower revealed concerns that President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden's during a July 25 phone call. Trump denied any wrongdoing and called the call perfect. So there's been this inquiry. I still don't know what proof they have. They always say they have whistleblowers and their people, there's interviewing and all that. But, you know, as an American, I do get a little frustrated with these quote-unquote witch hunts. Okay, if we have somebody doing something wrong and you have both sides, you know, always divided, as a citizen, you don't know what the hell's going on. All right? I mean, you know, is he guilty? Is he not? And we don't want anybody corrupt in office, but we also don't want people who are so mad that the country is going well that they're just not going to let up. And so, you know, I've been asked, is it really, really a big deal if a president, you know, asks for somebody to, you know, be investigated? And, you know, here's the thing. All right. There are levels of behavior and levels of decorum that we expect our leaders to have. And we want to make sure that nothing, quote unquote, shifty is going on. My guess is the average politician has done something shifty. My guess is many of these politicians have had affairs. I'm not accusing Trump of that. I'm not accusing Clinton or whatever. But, you know, it's been an ongoing joke and stereotype that your politicians are not the best people. Your best people are your priests and rabbis and kids and teachers and, you know, nurses and doctors, you know, those, and those people will never make it into politics because you have to appease people who are donating to you. And that kind of goes against your morals. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House has just passed a Democratic resolution which moves the impeachment inquiry into a new phase that will be highlighted by open hearings rather than behind closed door depositions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final vote to pass the resolution 232-196. Republicans still say Democrats are leading an unfair process. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says
at least a dozen witnesses have testified in Congress as part of the House's impeachment inquiry. The facts that are already in the public record are troubling and require further investigation.
A top U.S. general says the U.S. is now on alert for retribution attacks after the death last weekend of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S.-led military operation in Syria. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If somebody said they would pay you $3,300 to get the flu, would you do it? To get the flu, would you get $3,300? I might. I mean, if I knew I would get better. Now, as a doctor, I have to tell you, never take that deal. But if I knew that I could get better, you know, and I could be in a controlled environment where if I needed IV fluids or if I, you know, start to get a pneumonia, you could have an antibiotic. I might consider doing that. Well, apparently, scientists from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases are infecting willing subjects with influenza A, the H1N1, which has caused, you know, pandemics like swine flu. I don't think it's as bad as the H3N2. And it's closely monitoring their symptoms to better understand how the virus works and how to control it. So each adult will get about $3,300. 80 adult participants across four research facilities are going to get a nasal spray with the virus, real virus, not watered down, spend 1 week at an inpatient facility until they've stopped shedding the virus and basically potentially infecting other people. So they would test them and see if they're still shedding the virus. That's what makes it hard. I don't think I could be locked up in an inpatient facility for a week. That's 7 days. Now we're looking at $400 or $500 a day. I don't know if I would do that. Nope. Answer is no. No. So as the volunteers cough, sleep, shiver, researchers are going to glean how levels of pre-existing flu antibodies impacts the duration and severity of the participants' flu symptoms. So the study runs now until May, which is the flu season. Flu season basically starts October 1, ends roughly end of May. And they are going to be at vaccine research units at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, St. Louis University Center for Vaccine Development in Missouri, Duke University, North Carolina, and Ohio Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. So why are they doing this? Well, the CDC estimates that 36,000 to 61,000 people died from the flu in the U.S., between October 18th, 2018, and May 2019. Now, remember, a year before that, I think we had 60, 70,000 flu deaths. So last year, 36,000 to 61, they suspect. Now, some of you will say, why the number so broad? How do they not know? Well, they don't know because if somebody died of pneumonia, a lung infection, and nobody tested that person for flu, that person's not going to get counted. So they can't say, all right, well, this person had it, so if somebody came in or had a heart attack and nobody tested to see if they had the flu a few days before, you can't count that person. So it's an estimate. More than 500,000 people were hospitalized with the flu. And now, how does flu kill? Well, flu itself won't kill you. You won't die of H1N1 or H3N2, but you can die of dehydration. If you have a real high fever and you don't keep your fluids in and you're vomiting, you can die of a pneumonia, a bacterial infection, or even a viral pneumonia that takes over your lungs because you are weak. With the flu, you can die of asthma, an asthma attack, a COPD attack, heart attack. Other bacteria can take hold, infection, sepsis. So the flu can turn deadly. And that's why flu season is so deadly. And we say get the flu shot because the flu weakens you so that you can't, unfortunately, fight these other diseases. I also suggest make sure you get your pneumonia shot if you're due. Because I wonder if 2 years ago we also had a nasty pneumonia strain. So the annual flu vaccine, people ask, how good is it this year? We don't know. We're getting hints that it may not be as good. The World Health Organization had said a couple weeks ago they think it's a mismatch. They think that the virus, the H3N2, is going to be the predominant strain based on what we saw in Australia, and we follow Australia's flu season before we come into our own. And the H3N2 virus is very virulent. It's very it evolves very quickly and mutates very quickly. The thing is even if our flu shot is only 20% effective or 25% effective, that's still going to save 20% of the population. They get it, 25%. All right, and hopefully that'll be you. The other thing too that I really think happens is even if it's not 100%, when you get the flu shot. Like, the years I got the flu shot, I still didn't get the flu. Because I think what happened is my body was like, it's good enough. You know, it's basically as close as it could be. I think I'll fight this sucker off. So when I did get the flu, even though I might have had a flu shot that wasn't the best, I think my immune system still did what it needed to do. So, you know, we can't mess around. And we're coming into November, obviously. This is not the time to put off flu shots. But what's really fascinating about this is I've been telling you guys for years that science is limited because we can't take people and make them sick on purpose. Okay? You know, there were studies years ago, decades ago, where they took prisoners, they took, you know, people who were sick in hospitals and would do studies on them, and their consent was most of the time never given or not a proper informed consent. Now we have informed consent where we tell you everything. And everything that we know, we make you sign a form, you know, so we don't get sued if anything happens. Still, though, people can sue. A lot of informed consent doesn't protect you that much because, you know, a jury will always feel sorry for the patient. So, like, let's say I am asked to remove your ingrown toenail, and I have to give you informed consent. Well, the lidocaine I could give you, you could have a reaction to. The numbing medicine might not wear off, and you'll have numbness, even though these are really rare, cases. You could get an infection, because you will have an opening where that nail was in the far corner, and it could be a little pocket for infection. You could get infection, and that could possibly cause you to lose a toe. You could lose a toe and be so infected that you could eventually die. I have to talk about all that with informed consent or have it on paper for them to read. The average person, though, doesn't read through all that and doesn't go, oh, if I could die from this, no thank you. And they just say, go ahead and do it. So then, let's say something happens, and I've never had an issue happen with an ingrown toenail, but let's say something does happen, and now they want to sue. Well, it all depends on the lawyer, and it all depends on the jury. And if they're like, well, they made them rush and sign it, and they never explained it when they signed it, it's he said, she said. So it's a little tricky. We're trying to make informed consent, you know, a little bit more foolproof, you know, where we have a witness in the room and all that. But, you know, if bad things happen, people are going to want to sue. So we lack a lot of studies where we can try something on you and see what happens. But it looks like in this particular case, they have in a very controlled environment, we're going to actually give you guys the flu. Make sure you don't get secondary infection. Make sure you're not going to die. Make sure it doesn't affect your heart. Make sure it doesn't affect anything else, which you can't 100%, you know, control. And we're going to watch you and get a study. I'm excited about a study like this because you could get some real good data. I mean, if they have designed this study well, they could get a lot of data from people that have the flu in a controlled environment. They could see how much they shed. They could see, I mean, I don't know what they're going to study, but you know how obese people can shed the virus longer than skinny people? So even if that person doesn't have the flu, they can make other people in their family sick with the flu because they, shed more of the virus. That was a study that came out last year. They could see what happens if you drink vitamin C, what happens if you don't get enough sleep. There's a lot they could do in a very controlled environment on this. So hopefully it's a good study, and hopefully all these people recover nicely. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams. Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am looking at some of these Halloween costumes for kids, and Lord have mercy, they're like $100, $100, $150. How are parents doing that? When I grew up, we made our own costume. Right? We did the ghost thing. I think my mom made me to a cat. I think I did that once. A lot of times for Halloween, you would dress as a girl or a boy. My my mom in the 50s, that's what she and her brother did before he died. He had died of leukemia when he was 13. But for Halloween, there was one picture where he dressed up as a girl, she dressed up as a boy, and that was a Halloween outfit. It was cheap, you know, because they didn't have money. And it was a costume, and everybody thought it was cute and funny. And, you know, can't do that now. That's not politically correct. But it was a way to do a costume where, and you felt like you were part of the festivities, even if you didn't have a lot of money. You know, when I first started out, my son, one of his favorite movies was Monsters, Inc. And he was, I think, 2 or 3 years old. And so I saw a Sully costume, you know, the blue monster costume. And I was at Target, and it was $35. And I was like, that's a lot. That is a lot of money to spend on a Halloween costume. But I'm like, it's all right, I'll just work a little extra, you know, because we were just starting out. And I was like, and you don't make a lot of money when you first start your practice because insurance companies don't pay. But I'm like, I'll just see a few extra patients and pay for that. But I really had to get that for him because I wanted him to, you know, be have that costume. He was adorable. His very first Halloween, the older one, was a Blue's Clues. He was a baby. He was maybe 8 months old at the time, so he didn't really know what he was doing, but he was Blue's Clues. The other baby, when he was born 6 days before Halloween, so there was a ladybug infant costume. So I dressed him up as a ladybug. And older brother was like, what? Ladybug? He's a boy. I go, it's okay. Ladybugs are boys, too. Boys can be ladybugs. So we dressed him up as a ladybug, and he hates that I made him a ladybug, but it was so cute. He was my little ladybug baby. So, you know, Halloween doesn't have to be that expensive. Now, you know, there are some very creative ways to do Halloween. I see some people, you know, unfortunately, really going all out, like making zombie, what is this? Oh, remember the woman who made her face look like it was torn off? And you could tell it's makeup, you know, as a doctor, but to a lot of people, they couldn't. And it looked like she really lost a lot of her face. And but that took a lot of time, a lot of money. Somebody did an SR-71 costume. A Massachusetts teen named Tommy, 1 year did an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, another a dragon from Game of Thrones, but this time, he, because he's in a wheelchair, his family, this is really, really cool, turned his wheelchair into an SR-71 Blackbird jet, as Tommy's late grandparents both served in the Air Force. Now, that's cool. With that, go all out. Go all out. Daddy and daughter did a zombie shoot. I'm looking at that on Fox News. Hot dog costumes. One costume that I think is supposed to be pretty popular this year, not sure why, was the Popeye's chicken sandwich costume that was sold out. So remember, Popeye's kind of went up against Chick-fil-A and said, our sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A. So the costume is somebody dressed up as the Chick-fil-A, mascot, and then somebody else dressed in a sexy chicken sandwich and saying, talk to the hand, but then sold out. All right, so, you know, anyway, weird costumes out there, a lot of them dirty. I really don't understand why people have to do, you know, and it's not funny. You know, there's always somebody that does a Halloween costume that, I guess, accentuates certain body parts. You know, like with a snake or, you know, you don't have to do that. But there are some other cute ones. I'm looking at one. It's called the deer in the headlight. So you have somebody with a deer mask. And then you see the girl in a black dress with looking like a street with a yellow line, but the headlights, the only problem is the headlights are where her boobies are. So, again, that might be a little too dirty. A pinata costume. I see a guy dressed up as a pinata. That looks pretty cute, and he's walking around with a bat, so I guess people could bang, you know, yeah. What else? Cheese ball. Somebody, I guess, is wearing a cheese ball costume with orange hair. That's not, to me, exciting, but something people could do. Cornhole. costume as shut your cornhole. I guess there's that. People dress their animals. There's a guinea pig mermaid animal. So if you guys are taking your guinea pig out with you on Halloween, there's a mermaid costume for that. There's apparently a costume with a dog that's dressed up as Chucky, is it? Where he's running around and it's, yeah. Oh, remember Forky? You could be Forky on was it Toy Story? Look, how to save money. That's what I want to teach you guys, how to save money. So what I did one Halloween, I told you guys it was really, really easy, is I dressed up inside out. I had my clothes, then I put on my bra and panties, and then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the panties, and I was inside out. And it was great. It was cheap. It was free. It was one of the easiest things to do. And it wasn't the sexiest. I wasn't trying to be sexy. Maybe not the most child-friendly, but I was inside out. So it worked for me. I told you one of my friends was windblown. What he did is he messed up his hair. He used metal wires to hold his shirt, and he held his arms up. And then he had taped pieces of paper to his shirt. And then he looked like he was, right, windblown. I thought that was pretty smart. I took a orange Halloween garbage bag, filled it up, made myself look like a pumpkin, put on some green tights, and had like a green scarf in my hair, looked like a pumpkin. Not again, didn't have a lot of money, but it was a waste to do it. According to the IB Times, you could be eye candy. You get a pair of googly eyes, stick them to your shirt, and then you stick candy to the same shirt, and you are technically eye candy. They said you could also be Smarty Pants. To create this costume, you attach small packets of Smarty candies to a pair of pants. And then you can even add a pair of glasses. So just sticking Smarties onto your pants, Smarty Pants. I think that's cute. Some people are Legos. It's very easy to make a box and look like Legos. Basically, you poke holes and you put those cups, like those red cups in there. So it looks like, yeah, so you could do that, and then you could just paint it blue. You could also be a present. You basically have a box, cardboard box, wrap it up, decorate it, and put armholes and your body into it. Pretty easy. Dominoes are great. You dress in black, and then you put white paper circles onto your outfits in the style of a domino. Not that hard. Pig in a blanket. You might get a costume pig nose, and then you wear a blanket. So you have pig in a blanket. Not that expensive. Pumpkin pie. This is for us math geeks. So you basically take any shirt that's orange, attach the pie symbol, grab your pumpkin pie. That's, yeah. I'm not a big pumpkin pie. You could stick a key right on the back of your shirt, and then you can look like a wind-up doll. Men in black, you could just wear a black suit. That's it. White undershirt, black tie, black glasses. So, Halloween's not have to be that expensive. I know a lot of you guys were invited to parties or were invited to go trick-or-treating, and you didn't want to do it. You know what I was for one Halloween? I had a C on my shirt. I was a confidential email that Hillary Clinton identified with the letter C. So I was one of Hillary Clinton's confidential emails. That's what it was for Halloween. It was great. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.